Odor that smells like blood. Single component powerful trigger for large carnivores. People find the smell of blood unpleasant, but for predatory animals, it means food. When behavioral researchers at Linköping University in Sweden wanted to find out which substances of blood trigger behavioral reactions, they got some unexpected results. The study conducted at Kolmården Wildlife Park found that one particular component of blood odor, an analdehyde called trans-4-5-epoxy-2-decenyl, was just as engaging as the blood odor itself. Half-meter-long wooden logs were impregnated with four different types of liquid: lab-produced aldehyde, horse blood, fruit essence, and a near-odorless solvent. Four predatory species, Asian wild dogs, African wild dogs, South American bush dogs, and Siberian tigers, were exposed to one scent per day in their regular enclosure, with a group of students carefully observing their behavior. The results were unequivocal. The logs containing aldehyde were just as attractive as a stimuli as those containing blood, while the two other logs aroused little interest. The study is the first to show that a single component can be just as attractive as the complex odor. How this has developed through evolution is an interesting question. Perhaps there is a common denominator for all mammalian blood, says Professor Laska. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. Researchers find new target for kidney cancer therapy. Cincinnati cancer researchers have discovered that a membrane channel, transient receptor potential myostatin 3, or TRPM3, promotes the growth of kidney cancer tumors. A membrane channel is a family of proteins that allows movement of ions, water, or solutions to pass through the membrane. Metastatic clear cell kidney cancer is largely incurable, and existing treatments for new disease are only minimally effective. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Does life satisfaction increase with age? Only in some places, a new study finds. Life satisfaction dips around middle age and rises in older age in high-income English-speaking countries. But that is not a universal pattern, according to a new report published in The Lancet as part of a special series on aging. In contrast, residents of other regions such as the former Soviet Union, Eastern Europe, Latin America, and Sub-Saharan Africa grow increasingly less satisfied as they age. The study conducted by researchers from Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs, Stony Brook University, and University College London highlights how residents of different regions across the world experience varying life satisfaction levels and emotions as they age. In the former Soviet Union and Eastern European countries, older residents report very low rankings of life satisfaction compared with the younger residents in those regions. The same pattern is seen in Latin America and Caribbean countries, though life satisfaction does not decrease as sharply as in Eastern European countries. And in Sub-Saharan Africa, life satisfaction is very low at all ages. Economic theory can predict a dip in well-being among the middle-age and high-income English-speaking countries, said co-author Angus Deaton, the Dwight D. Eisenhower Professor of Economics and International Affairs at the Wilson School. Such events have affected the elderly who have not lost the system yet, however imperfect, gave meaning to their lives and, in some cases, their pension and health care. The research team also finds a two-way connection between physical health and well-being. Poorer health leads to lower ratings of life satisfaction among the elderly, but higher life satisfaction seems to stave off physical health declines. Our findings suggest that healthcare systems should be concerned not only with illness and disability among the elderly, but their physiological state of well, Deaton said. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I am joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm good. I'm happy to be back.
We were off the air last week because we went to visit Dr. McDougall. Uh-huh. Yeah, and we'll talk about that at a later date. It's not something we're going to bring up now. But so we were off the air last week, and we've got a lot of great things to talk about, none of which is... more important than something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is the current state of the booty in the United States.
Everybody's talking about the booty.
Well, thanks to our good friend, I already screwed up, Elisa. Thanks to our good friend Kim Kardashian, everybody is talking about the booty today.
Well, I asked you this question before the show, and I'm going to ask you now. When did big booties become popular?
Well, okay, so this was supposed to be playing under the background here. I got to wait for this part to get over. In a certain group of individuals, it's always been popular. Those of us who from Latin countries and American countries, those of us who come from countries where I would say the languages of romance reside. Big butts have always been popular.
Well, and if you notice, in the fitness world, most of the fitness competitors do have nice booties.
Yeah, there it is. There's Elisa's theme song. But anyway, the reality is that they've always been popular within a certain group of people, but they have become much more popular now.
They have.
Yeah. And who do we attribute that to?
J-Lo.
Yes,
J-Lo.
Absolutely.
She's
by
beautiful.
Far.
I had someone tell me before that she was fat. I'm like, are you kidding me? She's beautiful.
Well, J-Lo really brought the unapologetic booty back into style. She did not apologize for her curves and her beautiful round butt. And she actually made a lot of women feel more comfortable with their bodies, and that's just exploded now.
Okay, so I guess most of you have seen Kim Kardashian on the Paper Mag. They have attempted to, what they say, break the internet, and they have a picture of her nude booty.
And more. I didn't even realize that all the way down. I never scrolled all the way down past the butt shot. There's a picture of her completely full frontal nude.
Okay, so what I find really interesting about this is that in 2010, she had some nude photos done with, I don't recall who, maybe E! Entertainment or mm-hmm. something, and they were supposed to block out her private parts.
And they didn't.
And they didn't. And so they were been playing a clip of her crying in 2010 because her career was going to be ruined because they showed her body nude and she was crying to her mother. She said, Mom, do something. And she was crying.
Right.
And look at her 4 years later.
Yeah, a lot can happen in 4 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's out there. I mean, and a lot of people are questioning whether or not she has had implants, because there's actually individuals who are going back through photo logs and going, here's her butt in 2007, 2009, 10, 11, and
I
all the way
to that. I think she has. I think she has, but that's...
Well, what
that's...
what she may have had, if she didn't have implants, she may have had... There is a new style of surgery called a Brazilian butt lift surgery, where they actually use sutures and sculpting techniques to raise the butt so that it appears bigger and plumper.
Isn't that what hip thrusts and squats do?
Yes, exactly. But no one wants to get in the gym and do that.
Okay.
So they want it done now. And plus, it's just flabby when they do that. It's just they're just putting a partition beneath the fat and pushing it up. They're not pushing the butt muscles up. The butt muscles are still hidden under.
So even on the morning shows, you know, the mainstream morning shows, they're talking about big booties. This morning on Good Morning America, they were talking about a product called Booty Pop Panties. And the girl actually put these on. She put a double pair.
She put two pair
she
on,
She put
right?
two pair on, and her booty looked nice.
but here's the problem. Okay, so guys, I'm going to speak for us, okay? Guys who are attracted to girls with nice big round butts are attracted to girls with nice big round butts. If you take your clothes off and leave your nice big round butt in your jeans, that guy's going to be pissed off. And to me, there is no greater deceptive practice that women... I mean, I remember in high school when we used to talk about girls who stuffed toilet paper in their bras to make their boobs look bigger.
Well, now they don't have to use toilet paper because there's so many accessories that you can buy to do that.
But I mean, that is just so cruel. That's like a guy who actually has black hair and I don't know.
Has gray hair and dyes it black?
There you go, like me. Exactly. There you go. I should shut up now.
So, but anyway, I posted on Facebook the Booty Pop panties. They're funny, you know, it's interesting. And then I said, why not just go to the gym? Just go do your hip thrust and your squats if you want a round booty, you know?
Because that takes time and takes effort. That's why.
And they're $13.90 on Amazon if you're interested in buying a pair for anyone.
For your wife, your girlfriend?
Yeah.
I don't think so. You know, the other thing is guys who are attracted to girls with big butts, they like big butts. That's like a focus for them. And it's like you don't want to, again, I don't think you want to fool a guy who likes a girl with a big round butt into thinking you have one, because he's not sticking around once the butt comes off with your jeans. I'm sorry.
Okay, so while we're talking about women's parts, let's talk about vacation breasts.
What are those?
Vacation breasts, it says, may be the next big thing in plastic surgery. So basically there's a plastic surgeon, I think he was in New York. Yeah, he's in Manhattan. And he's calling this the Instabreast. It's a saline injection into the breast.
Sure, I get
that
it.
Gives the impression of implants for 24 hours.
Yeah, but it dissipates. The body absorbs the saline.
Mm-hmm. And so he's now working on a method that would last 2 to 3 weeks. What he's saying in this article is that it gives the woman a chance to live with the breast for a little while to see if she wants to have implants done.
I just wonder what... The body should clear all that saline out pretty easily.
It's not going to be harmful?
Well, I don't know. What do they put in it as a preservative? Is it just pure saline? Is it just sodium chloride solution at, you know, whatever, 8% or whatever it is? Or are they putting things in there to preserve it, to make it aseptic and bacteriostatic? And then what are the consequences of those chemicals? And I don't know that it's wise to have a large, say, 60 milliliters of saline injected underneath your skin in one local area. I just don't, because it's okay. So when it dissipates, it's going to be affected by gravity, which means it's probably going to start going down into your belly.
Dr. Jennifer Ashton, who is the senior medical contributor at ABC News, said that the procedure, there is a risk of hitting a blood vessel with the injection, mm-hmm. which will form a hematoma
right.
as well as risk of infection. And the long-term risks, while they appear low, are unknown at this time.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, a big 60 milliliters of saline injected into one spot, gravity is going to pull it down. When they say it only lasts 24 hours, what they really mean is it's only going to stay put for 24 hours. It's going to start to seep down. You may end up with two big muffin-sized lumps on your abdomen as it works its way through.
Yeah, where's it going to go? Exactly. Okay, so Nick Guggs, emailed this to me, and I emailed him back, and I said, what are they going to think of next? And he emailed me and said, vacation penis.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and inject your penis and make it large enough for the vacation. It's all about deceit nowadays, you know, trying to make yourself different. Than find somebody who loves you for what you are and what you're not.
Or go to the gym. That's my
answer.
Well,
you can't do anything for your breasts. Breast implants aren't a bad thing, in my opinion. And they're semi-permanent, at least. And you don't have to worry about them seeping unless they leak.
But one back to Kim Kardashian really quick. They showed a nude photo of her. And for someone who just had a baby, she looks pretty darn good.
I know. She's got a rocking body. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, she looks
good. And her
good.
Proportions are good. I just don't. I wonder if they photoshopped her waist. Her waist looks so small. I wonder if they photoshopped her waist. We can talk more about this when we come back. We don't have to rush off this.
No, segment. We can go on. I just wanted to mention that.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You ready? Welcome back. Okay, now to a more serious subject.
Yes.
And Every now and then I see something on Facebook, obviously from a friend of ours, because otherwise I wouldn't see it on my feed, that they just ate at McDonald's for some reason. And I always think to myself, why do people still eat at McDonald's, knowing what we know about McDonald's? Now, you talked about on one of the previous Casual Fridays that McDonald's has endeavored a transparency campaign where they feel like, look, if people saw that this is real food, it's healthy food, then all the naysayers out there will have to shut up.
They actually had the CEO of McDonald's on Sunday morning a few weeks ago, and they were just talking about his rise to fame, and I guess they're trying to personalize McDonald's more.
Yeah, yeah. And that makes sense. But so here, this is not a result of their transparency campaign. In fact, this is what you won't learn about on their transparency campaign. So we're just going to focus on one food product for a minute.
From McDonald's.
From McDonald's. And this probably is true of most companies, fast food companies that serve this product. And it's the famous French fry.
Okay, so in the article it says that it would be fair to assume that there are three ingredients in McDonald's French fries, which would be potatoes, oil, and salt. However, there are in the United States now, not around the world, but
right.
In the United States, there are 17 ingredients in McDonald's French fries.
Now, interestingly enough, Johan Otterstrom, who lives in Sweden, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Messaged us and said, in Sweden, there is only two ingredients in their French fries, and that is potatoes and
oil.
Mm-hmm. But here in the United States, they see fit to include, did you say 17?
17. So the potatoes, which we will talk about the potatoes that McDonald's uses in a few minutes.
Yeah, because what's not in the list is what you should be more scared of. And you wait until you hear this, but go ahead.
Canola oil, hydrogenated soybean oil, which are both GMO.
But they're oils. Okay, we're still in the
safflower oil.
Right, still oils.
Natural flavors, monosodium gluconate, of one of which is supposedly their natural ingredient.
Yeah.
Dextrose, sodium acid, pyrophosphate, citric acid. It says corporate brothers call it the GMO black mold. What is that?
I have no idea.
Okay, dimethyl polysiloxane. What is that?
Yeah, it doesn't sound natural to me.
You'll find this in almost any fast food fried menu item. It's also used in Silly Putty, contact lenses, caulking, shampoo and conditioners, cosmetics, heat resistance tiles, and the list goes on. Vegetable oil for frying, some more oil. TBHQ, which is a petroleum-based preservative.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay, so that's what's in the French fries here in the United States. Yummy. But let's talk about something that they don't tell you about. So what we've learned is that the fast food industry has pretty much changed the agricultural industry by demand. So when you have a big company like McDonald's who serves billions of people every year and billions of people every year buy French fries, they consume billions and billions of French fries. And so they have the ability to make demands of agriculture, say, hey, you want to sell us your potatoes for French fries? Which is very lucrative for you farmers because you know you got a customer. This is what we demand of those potatoes. So if you notice the potatoes, and I never thought about this till we started talking about it. If you notice the potatoes from French fries, from McDonald's, never have any of those little eyes. You know what an eye is? My mom used to cut them out, right? They're little like black spots on the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also a specific type of potato. They're an Idaho russet, right?
Yes.
Which is very long because McDonald's likes to have the French fries look like this big bloom of French fries sticking out of the box.
And aren't most of them the same size or very uniform?
Yeah, they're very, very uniform. But that's not where the problem becomes. So in McDonald's demands that if you want us to buy your potatoes, they cannot have these little black spots on them. Those little black spots are caused by a bug called an aphid. The aphids must be killed in order to produce a blemish-free potato. Listen to Michael Pollan discuss this phenomenon of how McDonald's farmers grow their potatoes. And then think about this for a second. We'll be right back. Listen to this.
Relentlessly and force economies of scale and efficiencies, or what are called efficiencies, on farming. And I'll just give you one example. If you go to McDonald's anywhere in the world, you will find French fries, or chips, as you call them, and you will find that they're always made from the same potato, the russet Burbank potato. This is a potato from America that's unusually long and difficult to grow. But that's what they want, because when you're McDonald's, you like those red boxes with a little bouquet of very long chips. It looks really good. And so they insist that all their potatoes be russet Burbanks, and they further insist that they have no blemishes at all. There's a very common defect of russet Burbank potatoes called net necrosis. And you've seen potatoes with a little brown line sometimes, or spots that come through it. Well, McDonald's won't buy them if your potatoes have that. And the only way to eliminate that is to eliminate an aphid. And the only way to do that is with a pesticide called Monitor that is so toxic that the farmers who grow these potatoes in Idaho won't venture outside into their fields for 5 days after they spray. And then when they harvest their potatoes, they have to put them in these atmosphere-controlled sheds the size of a football stadium because they're not edible for 6 weeks. They have to off-gas all the chemicals in them. So you see, the desire for a certain kind of chip leads to a certain kind of agriculture. But the other thing on the health side, when I started learning about nutrition, about which, by the way, much less is known than you might think.
Okay. You got the message. There's a lot more to it. But here's the thing. How many of you in the audience, raise your hands. I can see you through my magic third eye. How many of you in the audience really believe that 100% of that Monitor pesticide is removed from those potatoes before they go into that greasy safe flour oil fryer and a serve to you and your children?
Safe flour, soybean, canola.
Yeah, all GMO oils. On top. How many of you really believe that 100% of the Monitor pesticide is removed from those potatoes? Come on, we know that stuff, that pesticides penetrate the flesh. It's not just washed off. And think about how toxic it is that they have to wait 6 weeks for them to, as he puts it, off gas this toxic gas.
So Michael Pollan basically was talking about in that video, he goes on to say that you need to cook at home.
That's his argument. And we talk about that all the time.
We've talked about that so much. You just need to stay at home and cook at home.
We have to take a break. But during the break, and I want to talk about this when we come back before we move on.
Yes, because I want to talk about Bolivia has now closed all of their McDonald's restaurants. They are now McDonald's free.
Okay. Listen, I know that as parents, we're all so damn busy. And sometimes you go, I have no choice. I've got to get something to eat. And you drive through McDonald's. But think about this. Your little child is going to eat a French fry that chances are will deliver a toxic chemical into their body that someday could cause a disease. The jury is still out. We talked to Dr. Stephanie Seneff yesterday, and she's talking about all of these toxins that get caught in our liver and all the diseases that they cause. So think about that during the break. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged that's the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Casual Friday. I want to make one point, and then we're going to move on because there's more stories to talk about. So, with this whole transparency campaign, right? If this one thing is being perpetrated by McDonald's, if this one thing, what else would we find if we really look deeper into how they prepare their food, how they acquire their food, how they grow their food? You know, we need to continue to... McDonald's is buckling under the pressure of the fact that people are finally getting wise that this is not good to eat. And so they are desperately trying to go, look, you know, we're good, we're honest. It's not true, okay? We have to send the message to companies in general, like Monsanto and McDonald's and Dow, that we will not stand for the continued poisoning of human beings because it's profitable for them to do certain things. And so this whole transparency campaign needs to backfire on McDonald's. They're not telling you about Monitor and how they spray the potatoes and how that stuff is probably. I would love to see a company come out and test the potatoes from McDonald's before they're fried to see if there's residual Monitor on it. McDonald's has to fail. They have to.
Well, they are. In Bolivia, they've just closed 8 restaurants after 10 years of operating in the red. They finally decided to go ahead and pull out of Bolivia. So they closed their last 8 restaurants. And it was such a shock to McDonald's that they've made a documentary about this where they interview cooks and sociologists and educators and nutritionists about the rejection of Bolivian people rejecting the food from McDonald's. And
what they learned is?
What they've learned is that the people in Bolivia require not only good taste, care and hygiene, a lot of preparation time. They value what goes into their stomach by the amount of time it takes to make the meal.
Right.
Fast food is not for the people of Bolivia. Good for them.
I applaud them. I applaud them. And this is a great message. And more people need to think about things the way the Bolivians are. Just because you can chew it and swallow it and it doesn't kill you doesn't mean that it's making your body thrive.
Okay, so was Steel Yo posted on my Facebook page yesterday. It's official. Russia completely bans GMOs.
I want to say something about this.
Okay.
It may be a political move on their part, but their people are going to benefit from it. I'm sure that the talking heads out there are going to say, oh, they're doing it because they're pissed off at America, and this is their way of shutting one part of our commerce down. And that may be the case, but it's good. It's a good thing for their people not to consume genetically modified foods that carry even higher amounts of pesticides and herbicides.
It says here that Russia has been considering joining the long list and continually growing of anti-GMO countries for quite some time now. It does so after a group of Russian scientists have urged the government to consider at least a 10-year moratorium on GMOs to thoroughly study their influence on human health. Good for them.
Good for them. Now, why are we not doing that here in the United States? Oh, wait a minute. That's because it's the American companies that stand to profit from genetically modified technology, which, by the way, the American government paid to create GMO, I forget what university, with your tax dollars, and then handed it over and to Monsanto, which means that we paid for the research with our tax dollars, and they privatized the profits. Just keep that in mind as well.
The prime minister stated that the nation has enough space and enough resources to produce organic food.
Bravo.
Good for them.
So, I mean, yet another country turns their nose up on genetically modified foods.
Meanwhile, in the USA, the voters in Colorado and Oregon did not pass the GMO labeling law.
This is, you know what the problem is? And here's the problem, and I've been thinking about it. Not enough people really understand the damaging ramifications around GMO. I would say 80% of the population is just, they don't even know. And so they are susceptible to the advertising that is being funded by companies like Monsanto and
Monsanto, to the tune of $1.8 million
just
to
in
those two states to fight.
Yeah. So this is never going to change until more Americans understand the
updated. No, it was 1.8. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's not going to change until more of the American population understand what they're getting when they buy a genetically modified food. It's not even just the intrinsic potential harm from this modified organism. It's the extrinsic ride-along harm from the mega pounds of pesticides and herbicides that they spray on these crops on top of it. So it's terrible.
And, you know, you see these guys in the field, these pictures of these guys, and they have these what look like astronaut suits on to protect themselves, and they're spraying it on our food.
And then you eat it. You put it in your mouth, and you eat it, and you swallow it, and it goes into your body, and it poisons you.
So Pepsi donated $950,000. Dow donated $847,000. You know, the list goes on. Yeah. We just need
tens of millions of dollars to keep people poisoned.
We need to just make sure you don't eat anything from these companies.
And why doesn't our government step up? Our government is supposed to be in place to help protect people. Food and Drug Administration is supposed to be there to protect Americans. Why aren't they stepping up and going, look, we're not going to let companies run the country. We're the government. We run the country. Maybe we should rethink this. The American people don't want it. And since there's some questions about its safety, why don't we step back and put a moratorium on it? No, because our government is corrupt. Our government is in the pocket of industry. And that's both sides, Republican, Democrat, everybody. Those of you who think that your party is the altruistic one, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Okay, can I move on?
Yeah, we only have about a minute in this segment, but
okay. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the Environmental Working Group has a new Dirty Dozen list out.
Is there anything new on it?
Well, it's different. It's a Dirty Dozen of food additives.
Oh, so you add this. This is alongside the Dirty Dozen of produce.
Of produce. Now they have a Dirty Dozen food additives. Did you know that there are more than 10,000 food additives?
Yeah.
10,000.
Yeah.
Why do we need 10,000 food additives?
So that companies can profit from food production, not because people need those things in their bodies. It's all one-sided. It goes back to what I just said. We have a government that exploits its population to help the people that fund their campaigns, which are these big companies.
So when we come back, we'll talk about the Dirty Dozen of food additives.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbell that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
You sound so sober.
I am sober. I am sober. Usually I'm drunk when I do the show. Did you know that? Now, Elisa gave it away. No one knew that before you.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the FDA's definition of a food additive.
Wait, let me guess. Anything our food manufacturing companies want to put in your food is okay with us.
Any substance that is reasonably expected to become a component of food.
Reasonably expected. Okay, wait, I got to write that down.
Reasonably expected to become a component of food. Really? Okay, and this vague definition makes the food additive industry worth, by 2018, it's going to be worth a reported $36.1 billion with a B.
Okay, so let's just look at that on its face value. Reasonably expected. Okay, let's look at propylparaben. Yeah, I think we'll probably find that in food someday. Yeah, that can be. Wait a minute, let's look at something else. Petroleum byproducts. Yeah, people probably eat fuel oil once in a while. That could be. What does reasonably expected mean?
Propylparaben is generally recognized as safe.
Yeah, these are all grass generally recognized as safe.
Okay, here is the list of the Dirty Dozen from the Environmental Working Group, which hats off to them. Nitrates.
And nitrites.
Nitrites, potassium bromate, propylparaben in foods. Okay. Yeah. Butylated hydroxyanisole, BHA. Right. Butylated hydroxytolune,
toluene, you got it.
BHT,
yeah.
BHT, propylgalate,
theobromine, secret flavor ingredients. What in the hell is that? FDA loophole allows companies to hide the specifics of their natural flavors, making this a grab bag of potential health concerns. Secret flavors. We can't tell you that the reason that these potato chips taste so good is because we put coal oil in them, and it's a secret.
Okay, artificial colors, which we've talked about before. Diacetyl.
Diacetyl. I don't know if they spelled that right, but okay. Phosphates.
Phosphate.
This one is a big one because everybody knows that. This one is truly reasonably expected to be found in food. Everybody expects to find aluminum in their food, don't they? Didn't you ever wake up one morning and crave aluminum? Oh, you know, I think I'm going to go out in the world and find some aluminum to eat. Aluminum additives. Those are reasonably expected to be in your food, according to the Fools and Dopes administration.
20,000 products have the Environmental Working Group has found phosphates in 20,000 products.
Well, remember phosphates? You said phosphates?
Mm-hmm.
Remember phosphates were all the rage back in the day because they were used as detergents, as we learned from Leslie Reichert.
Oh, that was a great show.
Yeah, detergents to deter things from sticking to your clothes. And these detergents were destroying the environment, killing the fish, because these detergents, these phosphates, were getting into the water and out into the world. But guess what? What is not safe for the environment and not safe for the animals, apparently it's okay for you to eat. thanks to the Fools and Dopes administration.
They use the aluminum additives as a stabilizer.
Yeah.
And it can accumulate and persist in the body, particularly in your bone.
And this is one that people who defend vaccines always go, well, the aluminum is necessary to cause the immune system to come back stronger. And it's such a small amount of aluminum, it meaningless. But, yeah, get that every year, two or three times a year with your flu shot.
Animals exposed to aluminum in the womb and during development show neurological effects such as changes in behavior, learning, and motor response.
Yeah. You know what?
No wonder we have so much disease in this world.
And autism.
I mean, in this country.
Yeah. No, it's in this world. It's in this world because this kind of stuff probably goes on outside of the United States as well.
So we just kind of touched on the show that we did on Thursday with Leslie
Riker.
Thursday.
Yeah. And that was a great show because Wednesday. We also talked about cookware. If you didn't catch that show, you need to listen to that show because you're probably poisoning yourself when you cook your food if you don't know what to use to cook with.
And we just got some new ceramic pans, which are awesome.
Which are awesome. That's right. And yes. Then next week we're doing a show with Sarah Fragoso and Bettina Fayo from Papa Vince. Talking about Papa Vince olive oil, Sarah Fragoso, who is the go-to paleo cook.
She's written several cookbooks.
And they're so popular. She fell in love with Papa Vince olive oil. And Rick Pack sent me an email one day saying when he looked at the ingredients of Papa Vince, he didn't realize that one serving of Papa Vince has almost all the vitamin E you need for the day in one serving.
Wow.
I think it's like a tablespoon.
That's amazing.
I know. It's the best olive oil in the world. I know.
That diacetyl is the butter flavoring that they used in microwave popcorn.
So let me tell you about that. If you inhale that, it can kill you. When I used to travel on business, I was in an airport in Connecticut. What is that? Hartford Airport. Waiting to board a plane, listening to a guy behind me, talking to a company about supplying them with butter flavor. And so I got to talking with him, and he told me that in the factories where they make that butter flavor, those people have to wear almost like respirators, because if they breathe the butter flavor, they could kill them instantly. And then you put it in the microwave and atomize it, and then you pop that bag open, you breathe in, you go, oh, that popcorn smells so good, and then you ingest it. But meanwhile, the people who produce it protect themselves from it killing them. This is what's wrong with food additives today, folks. This is why you should be cooking at home. This is why meat gets such a bad rap. Because most people eat processed foods and that the meats are adulterated with any list of these additives. This is the problem. And if you're waiting for the Fools and Dopes administration to protect you, then you will join the ranks of the Fools and Dopes. Because they're not protecting anybody. They're protecting the food industry. It's terrible.
Okay, so I know you love Starbucks.
I know. I know what you're going to say.
I've been telling you to stop going. Evidently, Starbucks is part of the Grocery Manufacturers Association that has teamed up with Monsanto to sue the state of Vermont so that they cannot have GMO labeling in that state.
And you know what? I'm making a commitment right now. I'm not going to Starbucks. I'm going to go one more time to tell them. No, I am. I'm not going to buy coffee. I'm going to go in and tell the manager why they won't see me anymore. Because I've been going to the same Starbucks for a decade now. And I'm going to tell her, you're not going to see me anymore, and here's why. And I hope that you tell management this.
Also, Green Mountain Coffee is another part of the Grocery Manufacturers Association.
You know, Howard Schultz holds himself up to be like this altruistic CEO of the company. Starbucks hires people that care about things. He cares about fair trade. He cares about the environment. But apparently he doesn't care about people here in the United States. He cares more about the people who pick the beans over in other countries than the people here in the United States. And so he is not above the backlash within the superhuman nation. And I say to all of you who go to Starbucks, do what I'm going to do. In fact, I'm going to go in and record it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go talk. She's a nice girl. And I'm going to tell her, you're not going to see me here anymore. And here's why. And then I'll play it on the air next Casual Friday. Because I'm not going to Starbucks anymore if they are part of the problem.
Okay, so a few minutes ago we talked about PepsiCo and how much money they donated to defeat the GMO labeling in Colorado and Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you know that they make Sabra, the hummus that you see at the grocery stores?
No, I didn't know that.
So I didn't know, not that I eat it, but I have eaten it at parties before, and which I will never do again because it has soybean oil in it.
Right.
Which we all know is genetically
now,
modified.
Now, hummus is good, right?
Well, yeah, I think if you make it yourself, I've made hummus
so
before at home.
Make.
It's easy to make. It's just a few ingredients.
Right.
So I did also the Athenos hummus that you see at the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
It has natural flavors as the last ingredient. So
we don't know what those natural flavors are.
You don't know what those natural flavors are. So you're just better off, I think, just making your own, because, you know, it's party season things.
What do you do? You get chickpeas, olive oil, lemon, a little garlic, blend it up. That's it?
What you get is
cilantro?
Chickpeas, garlic, and kosher salt, and you put that into a
food processor.
And then you add lemon juice and water, and then you add in tahini, which is a sesame seed oil.
Yeah,
and
so
that's it.
I was pretty close. That's really
That's the ingredient. So if you want to have hummus for your party dip with your vegetables or something, just make it yourself. And one interesting thing is that PepsiCo took the GMO products out of their Stacy's pita chips, but they haven't taken it out of their hummus. And I'm telling you this basically because who knew that Pepsi made Stacy's pita chips and Sabra
hummus? Yeah.
You know?
These companies have so many companies within them now
that
you really don't even know. Again, this is why you need to cook at home.
Yes.
You need to cook at home. You need to cook at home. At least 80% of your meals should be eaten at home. They really should. Or you're taking you're taking your health and risking it. That's the bottom line. Nobody wants to hear it. It's not going to make us popular. But it's the truth. We have to take a quick commercial break. News at the top of the hour. When we come back, we have lots more stories. And we're going to talk about beans.
Beans.
Beans. They're good for your heart. You finish that while we take a break.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Odor that smells like blood. Single component powerful trigger for large carnivores. People find the smell of blood unpleasant, but for predatory animals, it means food. When behavioral researchers at Linköping University in Sweden wanted to find out which substances of blood trigger behavioral reactions, they got some unexpected results. The study conducted at Kolmården Wildlife Park found that one particular component of blood odor, an aldehyde called 3,4-5-epoxy-2-decenyl, was just as engaging as the blood odor itself. Half-meter-long wooden logs were impregnated with four different types of liquid, lab-produced aldehyde, horse blood, fruit essence, and a near-odorless solvent. Four predatory species, Asian wild dogs, African wild dogs, South American bush dogs, and Siberian tigers, were exposed to one scent per day in their regular enclosure, with a group of students carefully observing their behavior. The results were unequivocal. The logs containing aldehyde were just as attractive as a stimuli as those containing blood, while the two other logs aroused little interest. The study is the first to show that a single component can be just as attractive as the complex odor. How this has developed through evolution is an interesting question. Perhaps there is a common denominator for all mammalian blood, says Professor Laska. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. Researchers find new target for kidney cancer therapy. Cincinnati cancer researchers have discovered that a membrane channel transient receptor potential myostatin 3, or TRPM3, promotes the growth of kidney cancer tumors. A membrane channel is a family of proteins that allows movement of ions, water, or solutions to pass through the membrane. Metastatic clear cell kidney cancer is largely incurable, and existing treatments for new disease are only minimally effective. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Does life satisfaction increase with age? Only in some places, a new study finds. Life satisfaction dips around middle age and rises in older age in high-income English-speaking countries. But that is not a universal pattern, according to a new report published in The Lancet as part of a special series on aging. In contrast, residents of other regions such as the former Soviet Union, Eastern Europe, Latin America, and Sub-Saharan Africa grow increasingly less satisfied as they age. The study conducted by researchers from Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs, Stony Brook University, and University College London highlights how residents of different regions across the world experience varying life satisfaction levels and emotions as they age. In the former Soviet Union and Eastern European countries, older residents report very low rankings of life satisfaction compared with the younger residents in those regions. The same pattern is seen in Latin America and Caribbean countries, though life satisfaction does not decrease as sharply as in Eastern European countries. And in Sub-Saharan Africa, life satisfaction is very low at all ages. Economic theory can predict a dip in well-being among the middle-aged and high-income English-speaking countries, said co-author Angus Deaton, the Dwight D. Eisenhower Professor of Economics and International Affairs at the Wilson School. Such events have affected the elderly who have not lost the system yet, however imperfect, gave meaning to their lives and, in some cases, their pension and health care. The research team also finds a two-way connection between physical health and well-being. Poorer health leads to lower ratings of life satisfaction among the elderly, but higher life satisfaction seems to stave off physical health declines. Our findings suggest that healthcare systems should be concerned not only with illness and disability among the elderly, but their physiological state of well, Deaton said. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. By the way, I got to tell you something.
Tell me.
Jeannie Robards, who was booking guests for us for quite some time, had to return to school full time, and she was unable to do this job any longer. So Elisa has jumped in. A lot of these great female-centric shows that we're doing right now with scientists that are doing some groundbreaking research have all been booked by Elisa. And I just wanted to commend you because you've stepped up and filled the calendar in Ginny's absence with interviews that are of every bit as quality interviews as she has. And you're doing that with all of your other duties here.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say thank you again.
Thank you.
You sound like a little... are you 10? Thank you. You sound like a little 10-year-old.
10 plus a few.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you for jumping right in.
Thanks for acknowledging. Okay, so this is funny. Yesterday, Wyatt Everhart posted a video on Carl's Facebook page. And this kind of goes into with what we were going to talk about anyway. And it's a picture of astronauts on the moon. And
this big giant creature comes out and it starts smashing them. But one guy hides behind the rock and the creature turns around and is about to walk away. And the guy farts. And the creature turns around and goes like
he heard him.
Yeah. And then it says something about baked beans. Astronauts shouldn't be eating baked beans or something like that.
And then so... Yesterday we were with friends and we were talking about nutrition and working out, and somehow the subject of beans came up, and she said that her mother uses beans for her source of protein.
Protein, yeah. And we hear this all the time from
constantly.
People. We have some good friends that came to the house one day and they brought slices of bread covered with beans and tomatoes and said, "Look, we brought healthy protein." And so go ahead.
I said to Carl, why does everyone think that beans are so high in protein? So I was thinking about this. I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought about this. I don't know why I thought of this, but I did. Oatmeal has, 34 grams of carbs per serving, and it's 5 grams of protein.
Right. So why don't people say?
Why don't people say that oats are high in protein?
Right. Because when you look at beans, they are, on average, 3 or 4 to 1 carbohydrates to protein. So,
for instance, here, black beans have 41 grams of protein and 15 grams of carbs in a cup.
No, 41 grams of carbs.
41 grams of carbs, yeah. I'm sorry, 15 grams of protein in a cup.
Yeah, so why do we call this a high, why do people refer to beans as a protein? It would be like if I had a stack of currency, of bills in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And there were 3 $5 bills and 35 $1 bills. And I said to you, I've got a stack of fives here. That would be a lie, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So people have to stop referring to beans as a protein
source.
Well,
I think the mainstream kind of had a
hand in that.
Yeah, because they were trying to promote people
beans.
To eat beans.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is beans are a carbohydrate. If you grade a food based on the macronutrient that it is highest in, peanut butter is a fat, okay? Olive oil is a fat. Beans are a carb. And the protein that beans do have are always, except for the soybean, are always an incomplete amino acid profile.
Okay, so speaking of that, I'm looking at a Huffington Post article that says, talking about black beans, paired with rice, it equips you with a complete protein.
Yeah, because the rice probably has some amino acid that the beans don't have. And that's probably why rice and beans has been a staple mm-hmm. for nations who could not afford to feed themselves meat and animal protein.
Okay, so speaking of the hummus that we were speaking of earlier, chickpeas and tahini paste, which is the sesame seed oil, make a complete protein.
So there you go. So you can get your complete proteins from non-animal protein bases, but you got to work at it a little bit. You got to know what to combine.
And the chickpeas have 45 grams of carbs,
8 grams of sugar and 15 grams of protein per cup.
Yeah, but no one's calling chickpeas a protein, right?
Well, isn't it considered a bean?
It's a bean. No, but I'm saying they're not calling it a protein. It's a carb. I mean, it's higher in carbs than it is in protein.
Right.
And your point is well taken. Oatmeal is, no one talks about oatmeal being a protein.
Right.
But people talk about beans being a protein all the time, and they have very, very similar macronutrient ratios.
Okay.
I have one other thing to say about this, but are we going to move on to something else?
If you want to say it, say it.
Okay.
Oh, we're listening. I don't think it's going to work.
No, it will. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay, so I'm just...
That's all I wanted to say about that.
Carl, you're something. Okay, there was a woman from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center on the Today Show, and she's quoted in this Huffington Post article as saying, the amount of protein that one needs to understand, the easiest way to understand that is to take your weight, divide it in half, and subtract 10. This will be the total number of grams of protein you should consume each day.
But she's not talking about people who train hard. She's probably talking about the average person who sits around. That's 105 grams of protein for me. I need at least another 70 to 80 grams of protein minimum a day.
To maintain muscle mass.
Sure.
So this is what, but my point is that this is what the mainstream is telling you. So they would say that you eat way too much protein and it's not good for you.
Yeah, I know. They always say your kidneys are going to fail because you're eating too much protein.
Mm-hmm.
And my kidneys are fine, quite frankly. But, you know, again, maybe if someone doesn't train at all, I think the government's recommendation is 60 grams of protein a day. So this is a little higher, but it's probably not high enough for the average person who trains.
Right.
So.
Okay, so do we have enough time for another story?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay, so in the mainstream news this week, they've been talking about people who exercise but gain weight.
Yes.
So I kind of did a little digging, and I actually got the author on the show. He's coming on December 1st.
Right.
The lead author of the study is coming on the show.
Right.
But what the mainstream news media outlets said was that there are so many women in the study that they were exercising aerobically, mm-hmm. but then they gained fat.
Right.
It wasn't muscle. It was fat.
But the media picked it up and said exercise increases body fat. Mm-hmm. And so the average person who doesn't train went, see, I knew it. I'm so glad I don't exercise.
The New York Times article says exercising but gaining weight.
Yeah.
That's their headline.
But they don't differentiate between resistance training and aerobic training, number one. And we know this, that women, Adele Moussa wrote a great blog post about women who do excessive amounts of aerobic training increases hunger, and they end up eating more than if they didn't train. Their net caloric intake goes through the roof.
A provocative new study shows that a substantial number of people who take up an exercise regimen wind up heavier afterward than they were at the start, with the weight gain due mostly to extra fat, not muscle.
Yeah. So, and that's because those women out there who continue to erroneously focus on cardio, they just do hours of cardio.
So the girls on Good Morning America said, I told you it, and they're right. A lot of it is about diet.
Right.
And they said, see, now you don't even have to exercise.
Right.
And they did not mention resistance training.
Yeah. It's sad. And we just talked about resistance training just recently. We had two shows that we did that you booked. One was on resistance training, not cardiovascular training, reduced the heart health markers.
Cardiovascular
disease, right, risk. And then the other one was women who train, do resistance training, lose body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I really feel sometimes that the mainstream media is at the root of a lot of the disease in this country because they love to carry the misinformation, which tends to be the most provocative, to the public. They love it. I really want to find somebody who is like a professor within the community of media and communications to come on the show and talk about this, because the mainstream media may have the single strongest hold on the poor health in this country because of the way they like to cherry pick the stories that they bring to the public. We have to take a break.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the show that you did yesterday with Stephanie.
Dr. Stephanie Seneff, yeah.
About vitamin D sulfate.
Yes.
And then I have an article about vitamin D that I want to talk about.
Okay, so you're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You know what it is, when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go?
How low will a bad girl go?
I like this song. It's on my MP3 player.
You work out to it?
Yes.
Welcome back. Okay. So we had Dr. Stephanie Seneff on yesterday. She is undoubtedly one of the most favorite researchers about the types of things that we talked about, vitamin D, glyphosate, and so on. She is a fan of Dr. Joseph Mercola. I mean, Mercola loves her. Lots of people out there within the scientific community love her because she holds nothing back and makes no apologies for her opinion. And as an MIT researcher, she is very well respected. So we had her on yesterday because of an article she wrote quite some time ago, linking the health benefits of vitamin D to a particular metabolite, which is vitamin D sulfate, which she talked about is produced in the skin as a result of sun exposure, but not produced when you take oral vitamin D or inject a bolus dose into a muscle.
Interesting.
So this was not planned, right? I want to understand vitamin D for its pleiotropic benefits to me. So after the interview, I sent her the science on Primal D. I said, I would like your opinion and your criticisms, because I know she's not a fan of vitamin D supplementation. And here's what she sent back. I'm extremely struck by this statement, and this is in our science write-up, where we say that our vehicle is vastly superior to other vehicles. It says other vehicles are vastly inferior to DMSO, which is used as a carrier in Primal D. She says, you are providing a source of sulfate as well as vitamin D, which is, of course, perfect. DMSO can be converted to sulfate even without sunlight exposure.
Really?
Yeah. She said, albeit less efficiently. So with sunlight exposure, it's converted even more. But you are promoting the formulation of vitamin D sulfate by adding DMSO, which I would expect to be very beneficial. And she goes on to say, overall, I say I like it, and I am very picky when it comes to supplements. So she gave the product a thumbs up, and little did I know that we are providing the sulfate with our vitamin D, which just makes Primal D all the more better and more important when we come to these discussions about vitamin D supplementation.
And for the people in the audience that didn't listen to yesterday's show, why is the sulfate important?
Because all of the benefits of all of the cardioprotective benefits, all of the fat loss benefits, all of the immune response benefits, and all of the anti-inflammatory benefits of vitamin D are associated with the D sulfate molecule.
Really?
Which is normally only produced in the sun, but as you can see, you can get it through Primal D as well.
So when you talk about the anti-inflammatory markers,
right?
There's a new study that just came out that has found high prevalence of vitamin D deficiency in suicidal patients.
Yeah.
I actually had a telephone conversation yesterday with a girl that used to, a friend of ours. She lives here now, but she used to live in Alaska. And we were talking about the short hours of sunlight in the wintertime in Alaska. And she used to call on pharmacists there. And she has several pharmacist friends. And they talked about the rates of depression drugs go up in the winter months significantly.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. So, you know, when the sun is not available, the next best thing appears to be a couple sprays of Primal D. There you go. We're saying that Primal D is the closest thing to sun in the bottle. Who knew how accurate that statement was, thanks to Dr. Stephanie Senna.
It says here that researchers of the current study speculated that vitamin D is a known modulator of inflammation, may be involved in the etiology of suicide attempts and could subsequently be a cheap and effective therapy for these patients.
Yeah, very good. So, great stuff about vitamin D. Okay, what do you want to talk about next, Elisa Profumo?
So I just have a real quick
article that I want to talk about. There was a Dutch artist. He actually took Coca-Cola and turned it into water.
Coca-Cola and turned it into
yeah,
water.
He has a machine that it took quite some time, but it turned... He's an artist, so he looks at things in a different way. So
right.
He says that he looked at the Coca-Cola as dirty water.
Yeah.
And so he tried to figure out a way that he could take this Coke and turn it into
water.
Drinkable water.
Right.
So he invented a machine, which debuts this month at the Dutch Design Week. It's a simple distillation process. The Coca-Cola is boiled and purified until it reverts back to H2O.
So this is great because when we run out of clean water, we'll just be able to take Coca-Cola and turn it into water. That's excellent.
He said that he's not planning on turning all the Coke in the world back into water. It's more to let people think about how we humans create the world around us and ask questions.
So what he does is he takes a bottle, and you got to do it with a glass bottle. You can't do it with the plastic liter or whatever. But what he does is he takes a glass bottle, one of those small glass bottles that you used to get from the soda vending machines.
Well, I think they still serve those like in Mexico and other places
yeah, they
around
do.
The world.
And he takes that, he puts it in a beaker of boiling water so that the Coca-Cola inside starts to percolate. He catches the steam that comes off the top, which is what the distillation process is. Naturally, all of the heavy molecular stuff is left behind, the syrup, the caramel coloring and all that, catches the steam as it comes off the top, cools it, and it drips out as pure distilled water.
Wow. How
brilliant.
Long, I wonder how long that process takes.
It takes a long time, and from what I understand, it costs $17.45 to turn one small bottle of Coca-Cola into a glass of water. But here's the good news about him. He's working on a machine that will spin straw into gold. His name is Rumpelstiltskin.
No, but interestingly enough, in Mexico, think about this. In Mexico, where the child obesity rates are very, very high, the Coca-Cola is safer to drink than their water.
That's sad.
I know.
That's scary. So there you go. They'll be boiling Coca-Cola in Mexico to get clean drinking water.
I wonder if you could just do it like on your stovetop.
Sure you could. If you took Coca-Cola and put it in let's say a glass pan and sealed it and just heated it so that it starts steaming and have that steam go into a funnel, take that funnel through a hose and let it cool and drip out the other end, you're basically distilling it.
So we all know what Carl's going to be doing this weekend.
Distilling Coca-Cola. No, I'm going to be spinning straw into gold. That's what I'm going to do. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more. Stay tuned.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones
into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. How are you going to get dessert if you don't eat your meat?
Speaking of eating your meat,
yeah.
There's a Florida woman who she took her infant son to a doctor. The doctor said that the infant son was dehydrated and had lost 10% of his body weight and told her to take the child to the hospital because he was in danger, and she refused to do that. And he also gave her a prescription for formula.
She wasn't breastfeeding?
She was breastfeeding. She's a vegan.
Ah, now the plot thickens.
She's a vegan. She was breastfeeding, and she was substituting with soy formula.
Yeah.
And they told her to take the infant to the hospital, and she refused to do so, and she didn't get the prescription filled for the...
So she put the baby's life at risk, basically,
so they
because of her ideology about food.
They came and arrested her.
Good.
And...
they forced her to eat a hamburger.
No, but, okay, so I thought about this. I'm not a mother, but I have lots of children in my life that I love.
Right.
And if those who I've changed diapers and I've fed right. and I kept as if they were my own children.
Keep those skills because you're going to have to do it for me someday.
And I thought if a doctor told me to take that child to the hospital, I would do so in a heartbeat.
Yeah, because you know that the baby could die.
I'm just shocked that the doctor told her to take this child to the hospital and she refused to do so.
Let's face it. Did she show up at the doctor's because the baby was sick?
Yes.
Okay. So she shows up at the doctor because the baby is sick. He tells her the baby has lost 10% of its body weight, which at that age is really, really dangerous. And she's a vegan breastfeeding. He says that's not working. You need to give a formula and get to the hospital right away. And she goes, no. So basically what she's saying is, I'm going to force my vegan ideology on this infant and kill it. That's what she's saying.
Yes, that's
absolutely
exactly
she
right.
should go to jail. Absolutely. You asked me the other day, if I was starving, would I eat McDonald's? I said, of course I would. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to die to prove a point. And here's somebody who's going to kill a baby to prove a point.
So while she was in jail, the child was taken away from her and given to the grandparents.
Yeah.
And since then,
this past Wednesday, a local judge, reunited her with her child and dismissed the claims.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this is what I don't see in the story, and I'm just curious. The grandparents had to feed the baby.
Well, he's now a healthy 17 pounds.
Bingo. That's where I was going. So the grandparents obviously didn't stick to her vegan ideology and continue to starve the baby. They probably, unfortunately, had to give the baby soy formula.
That's what they were feeding him, soy formula.
Which I am not a proponent of, but coming back to the analogy I gave a second ago, when you asked me if you were starving, truly starving, would you eat McDonald's? And I said, of course I would. Yes. This baby is starving, and since now we're talking about life and death, soy formula, go for it. So the baby is thriving now. They'll give the baby back to the mother. The mother will put the baby back on a vegan diet. The baby will be dead in a month.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm thinking she is a vegan. She's so consumed with her veganism that she is going to put her child at harm.
And this is why I said this on Facebook the other day. When your nutritional choices abandon logic and abandon what is appropriate for the human condition and adhere to an ideology, you're no longer looking at things from a dietary standpoint. You're looking at things like a religion. Like, I am going to eat this regardless of whether it's good or not for me. I'm going to force myself to believe it's good. I'm going to convince other people it's good. Even though my baby is dying, I'm not going to break with my faith in this ideology.
Okay, so I wonder what a vegan would say if you said to this person, you're going to die if you don't eat this piece of beef.
Oh, they'll eat it. An adult will eat it. If it really came to that, if a vegan person was rushed to the hospital and they said, look, you're dying and it's because of your diet, and if you don't eat some animal protein, you're going to die, I bet they'd eat it. I mean, it's like the question you asked me. If I was starving, would I eat McDonald's? Of course I would. I'm not an idiot. I gotta stay alive long enough to get back on track. I'll eat it until I can get someplace where I can start eating what I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done stories about this before. We've done shows about vegan parents who force their vegan lifestyle on their children and how damaging it is to that child. Look, if you want to be a dummy and ignore, you know, millions of years of evolution and evidence that we are omnivores, then you do it if you're an adult. But doing it to a child is terrible. That's like if you're a junkie and you say, hey, I'm going to start shooting my baby with heroin because I'm a junkie and I believe in being a junkie. I want to start the baby out the right way, too. That child has to be taken away from you because you've broken with all logic. You've broken with all sensibility, and you're forcing this ideology on this child.
Why is it that vegans become so adamant?
It's like because it's like religion. Look, when I was married, my ex-wife is Jewish. We had friends that were Christians, okay? They went to a very, very popular Christian church here in town that has a nickname of Seven Flags Over Jesus. Because it's so big, its congregation is so big that it's literally enormous. They were always trying to convince her to not be a Jew anymore, that she should be a Christian. Oh, do it for your children, save your children's souls and all sort of stuff. See, when in religion, the more people that believe the way you do, then you feel more confident about your beliefs. I used to say to my daughter, Miss Taylor, when she was young, about this subject, I'd say, what's your name? Taylor. Do you have to walk around everybody you meet and say, my name is Taylor, and argue with them? No. You know it's your name. You don't have to convince anybody. But people who adhere to religious ideologies that feel compelled to convert everybody else in the world to what they believe in are not doing it to save their souls. They're doing it to convince themselves that they made a good choice. Because mm-hmm. The more people that agree with you, then you go, I made a good choice. So you're threatened by somebody who goes, nah, it's okay, cool for you, not for me. Vegans are the same way. Vegans want to be convinced, I'm doing this for the right reason. Mike Mahler's the only vegan I've ever met that doesn't try to convince other people to be vegans. I can honestly say that. We've sat down at lunch with him, and we've eaten with him, and he didn't look at us and go, man, you're eating beef, or why are you doing that? Most people don't even know Mike is a vegan because he never presses it on somebody. That's the vegan I respect. But the vegan who's out there telling everybody else that they need to be a vegan too, I don't respect you because you're not convinced you need to be a vegan and you just want to convince everybody else. So when you see the acceptance in their eyes, you go, oh yeah, I guess I did make a good decision. If you believe in being a vegan, be a vegan. Don't force it on anybody else. You do it. That's it.
You don't see meat eaters trying to force vegans to eat meat.
I mean, you don't eat beef because it doesn't agree with you. Have I ever said to you, oh, you should eat beef? You're missing out. No.
No.
You know what's right for you, and I don't have to convince you, and you don't have to convince me. You've never said to me, hey, don't eat beef. Because it doesn't work for you, that doesn't mean it doesn't work for me.
Right.
No. So this is why I say this is no longer a diet template. It's an ideology. It's like a religion. It's like Christianity or Judaism or Islam. These people, they want to convince everybody else that this is the way they should live. And it's no longer a dietary template. And anybody who would put their own baby at risk is an idiot.
But she doesn't see it that way, and obviously.
More importantly, what does it tell you about the vegan diet that if a vegan mom is breastfeeding her baby and the baby is starving to death, what does it tell you about the vegan diet? It's inappropriate for the human condition? Okay, I had to say it. It was rhetorical. Yes, it's inappropriate for the human condition. Do you need some animal protein? Okay, become a lacto-ovo-vegetarian if you feel sorry for animals with faces. Milk them. And eat their eggs. But you need some form of animal protein. You cannot change 4.6 million years of evolution. I'm sorry. I know you want to, but you can't.
Okay. Can we move on?
We have to move on. We have to take a break.
Oh, okay.
And you were worried that that segment wasn't going to have enough content in it. Who knew that I was going to go off like that, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more. You're listening to Casual Friday with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommend. Taste and feel the difference.
Papa Vince since 1935.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know, I had a pain in my neck that radiated into my shoulder and the back of my arm.
I've got a pain in my neck, too.
What's your pain's call? Your pain is called Carl?
I'm teasing. I know?
No, I know. It's okay. So I took a double dose of white willow bark. The pain is gone. I don't know why people take aspirin.
I had a girlfriend. She was complaining of something hurting her shoulder or something. I said, you need to just take white willow bark. And she said, I don't want to take that. That's going to hurt me. And I'm like, that's what they make aspirin from.
Well, that's where they modeled the molecule of aspirin. But what the acetylsalicylic acid is just one molecule in white willow bark that they focused on. So.
Oh, you're so smart.
Thank you. That's how you said it before.
Okay. So I found this very interesting article. It's very provocative. I thought that we should talk about this. Don't ask how to feed the 9 billion. Ask how to end poverty.
This guy, Mark Brittman, makes an amazingly intelligent argument for where the real problem is.
And he talks about it's not feeding the world, it's ending poverty.
Yes. They have no food because they're poor. They don't have money to invest in growing food. They don't have money to invest in buying food. It's poverty that's at the root of the malnutrition and hunger issue.
And here he says, poverty isn't the only problem, of course. There's also the virtually unregulated food system that is geared toward making money rather than feeding people.
Yeah. And the other argument that he makes very well is this. Hunger can be associated with malnutrition.
If poverty creates hunger, it teams up with the food system to create another form of malnutrition, obesity.
And he says there are more hungry people in the most developed nations in the world, namely the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at malnutrition, everybody thinks malnutrition is bones and flesh and skinny and starving, right?
Right.
But another form of malnutrition is obesity. People just keep eating and eating and eating because they're not reaching a level of satiety. Their body is telling them they need more food.
Because they're not eating
the right foods.
The nutritional dense foods.
Yes.
Nutritionally dense foods.
And so this guy makes a brilliant argument and said, the bottom line is this. Everybody out there who wants to feed the world, stop feeding the world and employ the world. Find ways to help those people become gainfully productive. And then they will have the assets to feed themselves. That's the real root of the problem.
So I have an article here, and this is an old article. It's from 2012.
And Elisa said to me, why is Bill Gates so big on feeding the world?
Well, this is talking about Bill Gates. And he says, he's speaking at the International Fund for Agricultural Development.
Right.
And he says that We need genetically modified seeds in the developing world, and we need digital revolution to meet the needs of the world's farmers.
Now,
do you think he has any interest in either of those two?
No. Yes. In fact, he's a major stockholder in everything GM today and in the digital revolution. But interestingly enough, when you think about it, if in fact growing all this genetically modified food was going to solve the problem we have in these countries where they can't grow their own food, how are they going to grow GM crops if they can't afford to grow the crops that are available to them now? Keep in mind, we've done the shows with credible guests who prove that it's more expensive per acre of land to grow genetically modified corn than it is conventional corn. So if they don't have the money to grow conventional corn, how are they going to afford to grow genetically modified corn? They can't, which comes back to Mark Brittman's argument that comes down to ending poverty or giving these people tools to become gainfully employed so they can do the things they need to do. It's more than just feeding them. They need better hygiene. They need to build roads. They need infrastructure. That takes money, not corn. But of course, Bill Gates wants to see these concepts proliferate because it adds to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It gives them money. It's sad. And these are the people that are hoodwinking this country. These are the people that politicians kowtow to gain favor with. Because if Bill Gates, if you have favor with Bill Gates, he'll help you become the politician that you want to be.
So this, and we've talked about this before, but I'm just going to reiterate it. And this is from, I think, May of 2014, Bill Gates owns $23 million worth or 500,000 shares of Monsanto.
That's just one company. I'm sure he owns Dow. I'm sure he owns every type of stock in every type of company that has anything to do with genetically modified foods and or modifying agriculture. I'm sure of it. It's a sad, sad situation. Those people over there who are starving, they don't want you to feed them. What's that old saying from the Bible? Give a man a fish and feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and feed him for a lifetime. These people want resources that will help them become gainfully productive. That's what they want.
My, I just saw this article. Did you know, this is from November 9th, did you know that the U.S. approves the first genetically modified potato for planting?
No.
Oh my, it says here the USDA has announced that it's throwing public opinion, well they didn't say this, but this is what the article said, that they're throwing public opinion to the wayside and they're greenlighting the first genetically modified potato for commercial planting.
I'm sorry. We've said this before, and people think that it's a political statement, but it's not. This particular administration has approved more genetically modified organisms, more crops, than all the other administrations combined, Republican or Democrat, since the inception of the first genetically modified crops approval, which we can always thank the guy who couldn't spell potato, now that you're talking about potato. And that was, what was his name? George Bush.
Dan Quayle. I started to say Dan Gore. Dan Quayle.
Dan Goon. Yeah. Ironically, he couldn't spell potato. And here they are genetically modifying potatoes. So it starts with the Republicans all the way forward. They're all crooks. They don't care about America. They act like they do. And this is now, so now we have to worry about not only about the pesticides used at McDonald's, but the potatoes being genetically modified as well.
Okay, so they're doing this because it's going to be engineered to contain less of a suspected human carcinogen that occurs when a potato is planted conventionally. Oh, when a conventional potato is fried.
Right.
And it's also
acrylamide.
And it's also less prone to bruising.
Bingo. So they'll genetically modify it. And we know what happens with genetically modified foods. They end up using more of the herbicides and pesticides than they. Why is potato going to be any different than any other crop that's been genetically modified that ends up costing more, using more chemicals to grow it, and having other deleterious effects on people's health. Why is the potato going to be any different? It's not. It's a rhetorical question. It's terrible. And, of course, I'm sure that Bill Gates stands to profit from this technology because he wants to feed the world. If you want to feed the world so bad, Bill, just give all your money away to all those poor people in Africa that you're trying to vaccinate right now. How about that one? Just give them each $100,000 and someone to help them manage their checkbook so that they can build a house and build a farm. How about that, Bill? Instead of supporting technologies that no one really needs, but you just want to profit from. Yeah, we need genetically modified crops to feed the world. We need Mark Brittman, people like him, who are critical thinkers and see through the BS and go, you know what the problem is? These people can't afford to do anything. They can't afford to build. They can't afford to grow. They can't afford to feed. They can't afford to raise. They can't afford to do it. The problem is make them gainfully productive and then get out of their way. Enough.
So can I talk about one more thing?
Oh, yeah, we have some time, yeah.
Okay, there was a new study that came out that says that cigar smoking is just as bad for you as cigarettes. And I guess people don't think that cigar smoking is bad
most cigar smokers don't inhale, but what they fail to realize is they're getting a mega dose of carcinogens, holding it in their mouth. It's being absorbed just like sublingual supplements are absorbed, and it gets into your bloodstream.
So I had a friend that smoked cigars, and I sent this to him, and I said, do you still smoke cigars? And he replied and said, only a few or only a half a dozen a year, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how harmful that would be.
No, I don't think that's as bad. But if you combine that with other risky behavior, like drinking a lot of alcohol daily, or eating the wrong types of foods like Smart Balance instead of real butter and not buying organic produce, and you add all those things together, then the toxic load on the body is higher.
Okay, and then several months back we talked about how CVS has quit selling tobacco.
Yes, they're selling crack now instead. I heard about that.
No. Walgreens and Rite Aid said that they can't stop selling tobacco because they need the sales, the money.
CVS needs it too.
And interestingly enough, the CVS grew, their third quarter revenue growth was 9.7%.
And they gave up tobacco products. Mm-hmm. Good for mm-hmm. them. Bravo. Yeah, Walgreens, liars. Come on. They don't want to give up the revenue. That's what it's about.
Yep. That's what they said. They admitted it in this article here.
Yeah. Do we have anything else to talk about?
That's it.
Great show. We have great shows planned for next week, all thanks to Elisa Profumo and Alex Leaf.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Alex has been chipping in and helping us schedule shows, too.
And thanks to the audience that listens to this show. And
thanks to Carl for hosting the show.
Yes, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who are going to run out and buy Primal D this weekend, because you know now that the DMSO adds the required sulfate. That is where the magic from vitamin D occurs. But thanks for listening, seriously, and we'll see you next week with more Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
Power block dumbbells can...